All right, we'll give it a shot.
Thank you.
Lovely tunes. So, you guys are very busy with the chat. Let me see, I haven't looked at the... somebody wrote the list out. There you go, great. Mike, thank you, Michael. All right. I'm going to have to close that door. Somebody's talking. All right. So let's, you want to play Trip to Sky, maybe? We've done that before. I know it's a tune that I wrote, but wow, 44 new messages. I won't be able to keep up with this.
John, right. John, I've been posting information about your upcoming master session this Saturday, as well as your tip jar information. So if you want to say a few things about those.
Yes. So usually, I'm a little panicked. Usually at this time, we have at least 13, 14, something, 15 people for Saturday. And I think we have 11 signed up so far. Now I did get a couple, so I may have a couple more than that once I log on to PayPal and stuff and check it out. But so if you can spread the word, Liam, if you don't know these guys, you definitely know these guys. You may not know them as individual players, but you certainly know them through the band Dervish. I mean, if you don't know Dervish, then there's something wrong, because Dervish has been around for 30 years. They just celebrated 30 years on the road. A phenomenal band and really nice guys. I'd like to think that a lot of the people that I've asked to do this are really nice people, you know, as well as good musicians, that they're accommodating and they really genuinely love the music the same way I do. And that's certainly for the case for Liam and Tom. I've met Dervish when they were first starting out, and they were really lovely people. They didn't, you know, they weren't, you know, stuck up, or they weren't, they didn't keep to themselves. They shared themselves with their peers backstage, and that really says a lot, believe it or not, you know, more so, I think, than sharing themselves with their fans, because a lot of times when you're a professional musician, you kind of have to do that. You don't have to hang out with your peers backstage or in the hospitality room, but they did, and then we ended up having sessions and playing, or anytime they've ever been. I've been at a gig with those guys in Denmark or anywhere in the world. It's been great. So phenomenal musicians, it goes without saying, and if you're paying attention, you know we have some really good stuff coming up. Of course, the main focus is this weekend. So if you can, at least if you can't make it, you don't feel comfortable enough, it's actually a lot of good listening as well as playing. You can at least spread the word for us. That would be certainly appreciated. So it's word of mouth for this thing. You know, we can't afford to pay for advertising. And, I want to make sure that these guys make a little bit of money. You know, that's, you know, part of the deal was to help my peers, you know. And if you're with a band that's been around for 30 years and you lose all your work, that's a lot of work, because these guys do big shows, big time stuff, and they just spent 3 years putting their 30th anniversary CD together, which I'm sure cost them a small fortune, and they were getting ready to tour for that CD, and it all gone in the blink of an eye. So anyway, so that's it. That's enough for the commercial. And the PayPal thing, that's up to you guys. So, you know, I know some of you really like to do that, and it's certainly appreciated on my end. I don't want you to think it's not. It certainly is. I can't double dip, you know, I can't promote. I can't ask you to give up $20 for the session and then expect you to give me money for it. This session is technically free. So anyway. So let's do Trip to Sky. Unless you want to do something more upbeat first. Because we just did the horn bites, which were kind of slow, right? Let me see what other we could do the Fox Hunters and Last Night's Fun. Fox Hunters in G, and then Last Night's Fun is in D, I think.